This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3071 for Monday the 11th of May 2020. Today's show is entitled Bash Snippet Quotes Inside Quoted Strings and is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 13 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is how to add quotes to quoted strings in Bash.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, this is Dave Morris. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. Now today I am doing a quick show, which I decided to do yesterday when I was faced with a slight problem. Found myself struggling a little bit with it. I thought, ooh, I know how to solve this, if I think, but maybe other people fall over this just like I do, so I'll share my solution with everyone. So the issue that I hit was that I had in Bash a quoted string, and I wanted to use that quoted string in another command where I had to enclose it in quotes. So how you do that? So as I said, this is probably the umpteenth time I've stumbled over this issue, and I've solved it in the past and then forgotten how I did it. I've always been a bit vague about how quoted strings in Bash work, because it's a little bit counterintuitive to my form of intuition anyway. I thought others might have similar confusion, so here we go. So the problem that I was encountering was in relation to Ken's show 3052, where he was looking at locating computers on a network, was what it was called. And he was using the nmap command. I've used nmap a lot for many years at work particularly, and I was trying to make an alias in which I could put this nmap command, where the nmap command also consisted of a pipeline piping stuff to awk so it would format it nicer than the standard way. Now, an alias command, if you don't know, is used to store an arbitrarily complex command. Not too complex. You'd better write a function for that if you want to have lots of decision-making and loops and stuff. But a sort of one-liner command can be stored as an alias. You can put it in the .bashrc file in your top-level directory, in your home directory, and it gets added to every bash shell that you start up. And I made the note here that I'm going to talk about all this stuff, the configuration files for bash in Bash Tips 22, which I'm currently writing. Anyway, a standard alias definition looks something like the word alias, followed by a space, then the name of the alias, and I've got LA as one example here. That's one that you normally get by default in your bashrc. Follow that by equals, then in quotes, single quotes in this particular instance, we've got ls command, space, dash, capital A, lowercase l. So capital A means show files with dots at the start, but don't include the single and double dot files that get you to and from directories. The quote closes at the end there. So LA is the alias, so typing LA is the equivalent to typing LS-AL, capital A. So how to turn this nmap sequence that's in the listing here, I won't read it out because it's quite long and complex, how to turn that into an alias? So digress a second to look at bash quoted strings. I think bash is a little bit weird about this. It's logical within itself, but its logic is not my logic. At least it's not the way that higher level languages tend to do quotes and quoted strings and stuff. But there are many ways to achieve this, I guess. There are two main sorts of quotes in Bash, and I'm ignoring the back tick for the moment. Not going to cover that in this show. So the first type is the single quote, which has the name a hard quote. You probably won't see that used much these days, but it was very much the way it was referred to when I first started learning Unix. Anything between the quote, the literal value of the characters, is preserved. Everything means what you think it means. You can't put single quotes in that single quoted string. There's no way of saying, here's a single quote which I want you to use. In some languages you can precede a single quote in a single quoted string with a backslash, but you can't do that in Bash. Then there are double quotes, which are called soft quotes in the old-fashioned way of describing them. And certain characters within these quotes have got special meanings. Things like a dollar, so you would use that to indicate the start of a variable or other type bashisms. And backslash is another one. There are several others. So you can put double quotes inside a double quoted string so long as you precede it with a backslash. So it acts as an escape. If you want to put a backslash in, you put two backslashes, that sort of thing. There's a much more comprehensive treatment of this stuff. I didn't want to put an entire Bash reference manual page into these notes. I want them to be fairly short. And there's a link to the section where you can see this in the notes. So how can you do this stuff of having the quote enclosing your string inside the string? So say you want to, and this is a very artificial example, I admit, say you want to generate something that is string, the actual word string 1, followed by a single quote, followed by string 2, and you want that enclosed in single quotes. Now, like I say, that is pretty artificial, but there are real examples where having to do that sort of thing might be the case. And this particular show is talking about the one that I was trying to solve. Anyway, you would do that. I'm setting it into a variable, putting it into a variable. So it would be x equals, the variable's called x because it saved me a bit of typing. X equals single quote, string 1, close single quote, single quote, double quote, then single quote again, string 2, close single quote. And if you echo $x, you get back string 1, single quote, string 2. Now, what was done here, and it's very confusing to look at, I will admit, was to close string 1 with a closing quote, start a new string and enclose that in double quotes, so you can put single quote inside it, then append a second string in single quote string 2. Bash treats the three strings as one, so they're being concatenated, but they have to be contiguous. You can't put spaces in between them. And I put an apologetic footnote in here to say, effectively what I just said, that this is not a very realistic example, but I thought keeping it simple at this stage might be the best. So you can also do this using Bash's explicit string concatenation, where you say x plus equals and then some string, which appends some string to the end of what's already in x. So I've got example here where x is set equal to string 1 in single quotes, then it's set equal to double quoted enclosed single quote using x plus equals, then x plus equals in single quotes string 2. And then echoing that gives the same result as before. It's easier to read. You could put those three X's on one line separated by semicolons if you wanted to. That might make it easier to read. And you're thinking, well, what about double quotes? Well, you can concatenate two double quoted strings with a single quoted string in the middle. So if you started with x equals double quote string 1, close double quotes, single quote, double quote, single quote, that's a string, a single quoted string containing just one double quote, then again going back to double quotes, string 2, double quote, and echoing that you get back string 1, double quote, string 2. Now you probably wouldn't want to do that. It works, but you wouldn't want to do it. I'll come on to that why and how you could do this better now. So using backslashes inside double quotes, you can escape a double quote character. So you might be better to write the previous example as x equals double quote string 1 / double quote string 2 double quote. To my mind, that's a bit easier to read. You get back string 1 double quote string 2. So you can use a / to allow the embedding of the enclosing quote character in such a string, but it only works with double quotes. You can't do it inside a single quote. Now, this business of backslashes is quite important because it's the way that outside strings bash can be told to treat a particular character as itself. So, for example, if you have files which have got spaces in their names, which personally I try and avoid as much as possible, but I do get files in that format from elsewhere. So I've got an example here where ls-l is applied to a file called a space file space with space spaces.org. It's just a simple example. And in order to make that work, I have used a backslash before each space. So it goes a / space file / space with / space spaces dot org. And when that runs, you see the file being echoed back. It's a zero length file. It was just for testing purposes. And it's actually quoted by ls by putting single quotes around the whole thing, which is obviously the other way you can do it. You wouldn't be typing all those backslashes, I would have thought. So here's another way in which you can do this embedding of the quote character within a quoted string for single quotes. So here we have x equals single quote string 1 close single quote. Now we're outside the string, / quote, single quote that is. That was telling bash put a single quote next. Then open quote string 2 close quote. So if you echo that contents of x, you see string 1 quote string 2. So we've come out of the first string, told bash to include a single quote, then gone back into another quoted string. So given that last piece of information, so you could use the other ways of doing things, my alias, which I wanted to call the alias show_network, so I start an open quote, nmap, and then the nmap parameters, vertical bar for a pipeline, awk, then I now need to give awk its arguments, its little one-line program on the same line, in single quotes. So here's where I need to insert a single quote. So the way it's done is close the single quoted string that we started earlier on, put in a / quote, then resume the single quoted string. So we've got single quote, / single quote, single quote. And then we've got all the awk program. Then at the end, we need to also include the closing quote for the awk program. So we need to do a single quote to close the string to bash, insert a / quote, and then slightly oddly, put in two single quotes. Now, the two single quotes at the end mean that you're concatenating that single quote which you've given to bash, the bash environment, with a null single quoted string. And that seems to be a thing that bash needs in order to work. In fact, I haven't experimented with this fully, but the one test I did do, I tried declaring the alias without the two single quotes at the end, and bash put them on. So yeah, I think it's necessary for the bash string parser to work. So I put an epilogue in the notes here. There's more to be said about this subject, and yes, there is quite a lot to be said, but too much of this stuff is not healthy, so I'm going to shut up. All right, that's it then. I hope that you found that interesting and possibly useful. Okay then, bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.